I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Winter's cold and broken infrastructure is giving believers in Russia a chance to live out their faith. I'll explain it in a moment. And stick around to learn what U.S. ministry is setting records on a forgotten mission field. Stay with us, because there's a place for you in every story in today's broadcast. We'll begin today in Europe, where a New Year's Eve gas explosion in Russia made headlines when a baby boy was rescued from the rubble. The 10-month-old spent 35 hours in sub-zero conditions, so it was nothing short of miraculous. This tragedy points to a serious dilemma in parts of the former Soviet Union. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says people in Russia are highly dependent on gas.
Even the newer technology we have in the U.S. with safeties for our appliances, metered systems that are watched over by the gas companies, a lot of the gas connections we see in Russia and Ukraine, going to older villages or going to these buildings where you don't see some of the same safety measures that we have.
Staying warm is a challenge in Russia, not just because of safety concerns, but also accessibility. For some outside the major cities, portable heaters are their only source of heat. And that's why SGA has its Operation Winter Warmth program.
So Operation Winter Warmth is equipping the church to reach out to the people in their own community, to reach out with warmth and food and those supplies that are necessary this time of year. We're helping people most at risk, most suffering, and try to help the churches to meet those needs.
So pray for open hearts and for the churches providing for the needs of their communities. And if you're able, would you consider giving to Operation Winter Warmth? We can point you in the right direction through links at our website. Next, Syrian refugees are starting to return to their homes. For many children, they have not been able to attend school in their host country and will rely on Syrian schools as they return. Triumph at Mercy International's Nuna says,
it's not a mass exodus, but it's more on a personal, like few at a time. But it started. The migration back started. So we cannot keep ministering the same way. We can keep testifying the same way. So we keep Christian testimony. We're trying to think of ways that are accelerating our impact so that when they go back to Syria, that something would be stuck in their minds and in their hearts about Christ.
So Triumph at Mercy is encouraging refugees to return home. And they're expanding the work within Syria by opening a school that offers healing and more to the returning children.
This is now our role, I think, in the next season, prepare them psychologically and emotionally to go back home. And at the same time, having them know that we are already there. So we already took a community center there, and we're now equipping it, and it will open its door probably around January.
Pray for the refugees as they return home, for the rebuilding of Syria, for safety, finances, and schooling. And with 2018 wrapped up, World Missionary Press got to celebrate a new record for one of their ministry focuses in the United States, prison ministry. Last year, they printed 850,000 scripture text diary date books. These are scripture booklets made specifically for prisoners. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says they hear many stories of how these booklets have changed lives spiritually.
That daily verse, that starting them out, having something to hang on to every day, is a lifeline. And it creates a hunger for more of the word. And so as they read that, they are encouraged to read more, and then the Spirit does the work through the word.
Some have reported that the guidance they receive from these books has led them to Christ, helped them stay out of trouble, and changed their way of thinking. And despite the record number printed in 2018, Williams expects that they're going to run out of the date books early this year.
This, again, is a matter of we could do more if we had more resources, and the requests are there.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us through Alexa, TWR360, or iTunes. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.